Hello, this is another Crufts interview, and I'm now joined with Gwen Bailey, who is the director and founder of Puppy School, and she's at Crufts on day two, and we're just going to have a quick catch-up with Gwen about her plans while she's at Crufts, and also to find out more about Puppy School, which is a subject near to my heart. So, morning, Gwen.
Good morning.
So, Crufts day two, it's a toy and utility day, but there's lots of activities on. What are the things you're going to look for today?
Well, we've got some puppies that have trained in puppy school running in the foundation, the puppy foundation display in the Good Citizen Ring. So I'm definitely going to go and watch that. Some of our tutors are also in the arena demonstrating various doggy sports like canicross and bjorking. Is that the right way to say it?
I think so. It's either bjorking or bjorking. I'm not quite sure, but it's not the same as the singer, that's for sure.
No, running your dog with a bike. That's the that's the thing. And so they're demonstrating those kind of things. And then quite a few of our tutors are on stands as well. So I'm going to go around and find them all and say hello.
So you've got a very busy day planned. So I'm actually quite lucky to grab you for a few minutes in the press office. What I'd really like to find out more about is Puppy School, because it's 10 years since you started Puppy School. And obviously I'm a Puppy School tutor too. Can you tell us what the inspiration was and your reasoning for starting Puppy School?
Well, I worked for 12 years in rescue. And when you work in rescue, it's a very hard life, really, because you're constantly seeing dogs coming in that haven't been trained properly, that haven't had a very good start, and they have to go out and go into new homes and relearn, and that's quite hard on the people. And after doing it for 12 years, I kind of got to the point where it was a bit, you're kind of tired of constantly firefighting, and what I really wanted to do was some preventative work. So I wrote the Perfect Puppy book, which was really a good start, and because people can then read what they need to do if they're the reading kind. But if you're not, if you're more practical and you're not really interested in reading, you need a system of places where you can go and actually learn how to do training in a positive way. So the idea really was to set up this network of trainers who would all do the right thing, all do really positive training, all know about behaviour, and consequently there would always be somewhere for people that wanted to know how to train their puppy to go to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm going to be exceedingly biased as a puppy school tutor, but it is a great idea, and it's a six-week course. It takes owners through the basics of training, as well as you've already said, with an emphasis on preventing behaviour problems from developing in later life. So it's giving the tools for puppies to grow into really well-rounded, sociable adult dogs. Now, how many tutors has Puppy School got now, and where are they spread out?
We've got 65 tutors at the moment, which is amazing, really, considering. And they're spread throughout the UK, and there's also one in Ireland as well. We've got a few people also who've trained with us in different countries like Japan and Italy. They're not quite under Puppy School jurisdiction, but they've definitely trained with us, and they come back to do the behaviour courses. And so we're spreading out as far as we can.
Well, I think that's brilliant, and you've hit on one of the great things there about the continued support that the puppy school tutors get in the behaviour courses and in the thoroughness of actually training to become a puppy school tutor. Can you just tell us a little bit about those and why that's so important for people who are looking for a puppy trainer?
It was always my intention that when we were doing the classes, it wouldn't just be about training and sits and downs and common calls. And although that's important, of course, it's really important also to know how to produce a dog that is a good pet dog, so doesn't have bad manners and knows how to behave nicely around people, knows how to play with toys and knows what to do. So it's really important, therefore, that the tutors know about those things too. And it takes quite a long time to train a tutor well. So what we do is they come back on a regular basis for behaviour courses, which also keeps them up to date with new techniques as well, so that they are as well trained as we can possibly get them, so that they can go out and give that information to owners. And then ultimately, the idea is that they produce well-rounded puppies for people, and they help people to produce a really nice pet dog, then they don't get given up to rescue, which was the whole point of me starting in the first place.
Yes, well, that's the whole reason that I'm a puppy school tutor, having only had rescue dogs and had to deal with the problems further down the line because they didn't get the start in life that puppies get. But there's an amazing figure of the number of puppies that Puppy School has trained in the last 10 years. So how many puppies have the tutors worked with?
Well, it is amazing. And when I started doing puppy classes myself, I used to do them on Sunday mornings, having worked full-time all week. So there's a limit on how many puppies you could do, and it was, you know, it's a class of about six every now and again. And so in total, the numbers are really small. Once I started training other people, it grew and grew, and amazingly, we've trained up to, this year, we'll be past the 30,000 mark of the puppies that have come through our doors.
Wow, that's a really amazing number of puppies to have trained and helped families with. Now, puppy school is quite an intensive course, but people don't just come to the lessons and then leave. They get quite a bit of support, don't they? That's what makes puppy school different with some of the things that the tutors do and help with.
Yes, people tend to, once owners have been through our system, they know that the tutors have knowledge. So they often come back during adolescence when the puppy is being naughty, as all adolescents are, and just to get help and support in that way. Tutors often will run things like, they'll often run follow-on classes as well, which is great, or sometimes agility or some of the doggy sports, which is great for keeping everybody together. Sometimes they also do dog walks on a weekend so that people can all join in, and that's a great way to socialise new puppies and keep everybody together and keep them interested.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a number of tutors do that, and I'm starting follow-on classes as well. But I think one of the great things from a puppy owner's perspective is that after each lesson, they're given a range of handouts from the puppy school tutors that we know have been well written, because they've been written by you. And they're a really good prompt to remind people about what to keep doing at home, what they've learned in class, and how to practice for the following week. And there's quite a lot of those that we give out at each class, and they're really well received. And was there a specific idea or reason why you did that? Because often lots of classes you go to a class, you don't get anything.
Yeah, when I started classes, obviously you remember I was working for Rescue, and I wanted to tell everybody as much as humanly possible so that they would do the right thing with their dog. And I think I overwhelmed them with information, because I would, and I noticed they would be really restless and not really listening because they're busy with their puppies and their children. And so I learned over the years to whittle down what I said and only do practical things in class. And I was a bit dissatisfied with that because I wanted them to go away with knowing everything. So I started writing handouts, which eventually became the Perfect Puppy Book. But those handouts are just so important, because then they can take away information while they're still really keen to learn. And if they learn a little bit each week, then hopefully by the end of the six-week course, they'll have enough to make a well-rounded puppy.
Yeah, that's really true, and the feedback that I've had certainly from owners has always been really positive on the handouts and that level of support that they wouldn't necessarily get elsewhere. So 30,000 puppies, 10 years of puppy school, which is amazing. Here's to the next 10. Are there plans to expand the network? What does the future hold for puppy school, do you think?
We will always be steadily growing, I hope. We've been steadily growing in all the 10 years, and because we grow steadily, we end up with really, really lovely tutors. We're very selective about our tutors. They have to have good practical experience as well as a keen interest in puppy welfare, and that means we take very good care of who we select, which means we don't grow rapidly. But if we grow steadily, we keep on growing, we keep on putting classes out there, it means that more and more people can have access to really good classes, and we'll get less classes which tend to squirt water and shout at puppies and pin them to the floor, because we all know they're out there, sadly. So our aim is to outcompete those. And we know that about 250,000 puppies get registered every year. My aim is to have so many puppy school classes that all of those puppies can go to a puppy school class in the locality that they're in. That's a bit of a tall order, but that would be my ultimate aim.
Oh, that's a great thing, though. Shoot for the sky. Now, for people who may be considering getting a puppy, I'm going to ask you for two bits of advice. One, what would be the prime bit of advice you would give them before they make that decision?
Okay, well, there's so many things, it's hard to pick one, but I think you have to consider the ancestry of the puppy that you're taking on. So look at the breed and what it was designed for originally. All breeds have had a purpose once in their lives, and so it's really important to look at what the dog was bred to do, and consequently what propensities it's going to have, what traits it's going to have, because they will come out whether you like it or not. So collies will chase, terriers like to dig. You need a puppy that is going to suit your lifestyle. So finding something that really suits you makes life much easier. If you've got a very active dog and you like to sit on the sofa, you're going to have problems. So you need to find one that really suits your abilities, your family's abilities. And then as a result, everything's much easier. So finding out what the dog did, how does that fit in with your family, is the critical thing, I think.
So research, and don't be afraid to ask questions. So once our families have got a puppy, apart from going to puppy school, which obviously we're going to recommend, are there any other tips that you could give them to settle their puppy into a new home?
Well, I think, again, there's so many things. I think one of the most important things is to teach your puppy to play with toys. Over the years, I've realised how important that is, and most good pet dogs have owners that will do that naturally and carry on playing throughout their lives. A lot of problem dogs don't know how to play with toys. So it builds a bond between you and the puppy, which is kind of really valuable. So I would suggest that everybody needs to do that, as well as come to puppy classes, and, if I may say, as well as reading the Perfect Puppy book, because that has all the other bits of information I can't possibly give out to you now.
And of course, if people can't get to a class, as well as the Perfect Puppy, there are the Puppy School books and DVDs that they can purchase that take them through all the steps that we go through in class as well.
Yeah, there are. And also, there are some very good puppy classes around. You need to be ever so careful when you're choosing a class and go along and watch without your puppy. On the Puppy School website, under Puppy Advice, there is a whole page on how to choose a good puppy class. So if there's not a Puppy School class in your area, then have a look at that page, because it will tell you what to look for, and you can guarantee then that you're going to a good one.
That's great, thank you. And what is the Puppy School website if people would like to find that?
It's puppyschool.co.uk.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, Gwen, thank you very much for spending the time with us. I know you've got lots to do and you're off to see some puppies in the foundation display. So enjoy your day at Crufts. Thank you.
Thank you very much.